Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 264 for March 20th, and we're going to start off in 1760, when the Great Boston Fire of 1760 destroys 349 buildings. And then in 1854, the Republican Party of the United States is organized in Ripon, Wisconsin. And finally, in 1916, Albert Einstein publishes his general theory of relativity. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 20th, 1760, the city of Boston experienced one of its earliest and most devastating disasters, known as the Great Boston Fire of 1760. This catastrophic event resulted in the destruction of 349 buildings, a significant portion of the city at the time, showcasing the vulnerabilities of colonial urban centers to fire hazards. Boston, which was then a bustling port in a growing urban area, was ill-equipped to handle such a large-scale fire, both in terms of firefighting resources and urban planning. The fire ravaged through the heart of Boston, leaving a substantial part of the population homeless and destroying many commercial and residential buildings. The firefighting efforts were hampered by the lack of organized firefighting services, as well as the predominantly wooden construction of buildings, closely packed together with narrow streets, which facilitated the rapid spread of the fire. In the absence of a formal firefighting force, the community rallied together to combat the fire, using bucket brigades and attempting to create fire breaks by demolishing buildings in the path of the fire. Despite these efforts, the fire overwhelmed the community's capacity to control it. The aftermath of the fire saw a concerted effort to rebuild the affected areas. The disaster prompted discussions on improving fire safety measures, urban planning, and the establishment of more effective firefighting services in Boston. On March 20th, 1854, the Republican Party of the United States was organized in Ripon, Wisconsin, marking the birth of one of the country's two major political parties. This foundational meeting was held in response to the Kansas-Nebraska Act, proposed by Senator Stephen A. Douglas, which threatened to expand slavery into the territories. The act effectively repealed the Missouri Compromise of 1820, which had prohibited slavery north of latitude 3630. The formation of the Republican Party represented a coalition of anti-slavery forces, including Free Soilers, anti-slavery Democrats, abolitionists, and ex-Whigs, united by their opposition to the expansion of slavery into the new territories and states. The party's early platform focused on the principle that slavery should not extend into the Western territories, advocating for free soil, free labor, free speech, and free men. On March 20th, 1916, Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity, a groundbreaking work that revolutionized the understanding of gravity, space, and time. This theory extended the special theory of relativity, which Einstein had published in 1905. By incorporating the effects of gravity as the warping of space-time by mass and energy, the general theory of relativity provided a new framework for the laws of physics, replacing the Newtonian concept of gravity as a force acting at a distance. Einstein introduced the principle of equivalence, which states that the effects of gravity are locally indistinguishable from the effects of acceleration. This principle was a cornerstone of his theory. The general theory of relativity made several predictions that differed from Newtonian physics, including the precession of Mercury's orbit, the bending of light by gravity, which is gravitational lensing, and the existence of black holes and gravitational waves. Many of these predictions have since been verified through observations and experiments. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history. Keep on learning something new every single day. It's one of the best things you could do for yourself.